And now here is your moderator, Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you very much, Debbie, and welcome everybody to Minds Over Matter. Happy Labor Day weekend, by the way, and happy 80th anniversary of the beginning of World War II, which also started today, September 1st, 1939. So we'll concentrate more on the Labor Day weekend, I think. Anyway, we hope you're having a wonderful weekend out there. We also hope you can spare us an hour of your very valuable time tonight, because Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program. So, of course, we're lusting after your participation, so feel free to call in. We have we'll be giving you questions momentarily, and of course you can call in with your own if you like as well. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Again, that is area code 415-841-4134, or toll free. Yes, we do have a toll free number, 866-798-8255. Again, that is 866-798-8255. We'll be giving you questions on current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, radio, maybe even a sports question. You never know. It'll be my kind of sports question, though. So,
what kind of sports question is that?
Not
exactly?
It'll be, you know, Primo Carnera shoe size or something like that.
Is it the kind of sports question that you like because you're the one asking it and therefore you don't have to answer?
That's probably part of it, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Even though I think I probably would have known a couple of these questions that I asked.
You know more than you think when these come up.
I'd have to.
Yeah. Good point. Point well taken.
Yeah. Anyway, just to remind you of our email address, which is mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. Again, that is MINDSOVERMATTER1. That is the numeral 1@gmail.com. Feel free to email us anytime. We don't really, really read them during the show, but they all get read. So it's always great to hear from our listeners out there. So that is mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. If you'd like to hear this show online, you can do it right now via the live stream at kalw.org. So that is available. If the signal is a little weak in your area, you can certainly listen there. And if you'd like to hear the wonderful podcast of our show tonight, you can certainly do that thanks to the lovely and talented Debbie Kennedy, who's here tonight. She will get that up as soon as possible. And she also made us chocolate cake. She's a woman of a vast array of talents. So that will be at kalw.org.
The cake is certifiably edible, correct? It's been cleared by the authorities.
That's damning with faint praise, I must say. It's very good.
Yeah. No, it's terrific.
All right. Yeah. and the pod, you'll also be able to hear the show at iTunes and a lot of other places, but go to the KALW website first. And let's see, all that being said, we're going to start with the round of introductions, then a round of questions. And let's see, here's the first. Something like three different world leaders said, why does Minds Over Matter want to hurt Kira Pace by making her come up with all these introductions? Wait till you've been doing it for 27 years.
They were calling me and everything on the phone, the Chinese president.
I'm sure they were.
Yeah. Macron was
just
saying,
like they were calling
just
Trump
the other day. Yeah. All right. So, proud union member since 1974, Lori Fisher wants to thank and honor unions and union members for tiny victories like health insurance, overtime pay, safer working conditions, respectable pay, all of which could be better, and as a bonus, a nice day off tomorrow.
Indeed. And our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, wishes to announce that for tonight, no names will be changed to protect the innocent.
Because there's nobody innocent around here at all. So
maybe.
We'll all look. Right. And we're all too old to be innocent anymore. And we will begin with the woman who dragged herself here again today.
She did.
Kira Pace.
Yeah.
I am
the Lou Gehrig Award.
If you were to put all the Olympic Games host cities into alphabetical order, which would be first on the list and which would be last?
Athens first?
Nope.
Oh.
Something
not
before
the
Athens.
Not the Timon of Athens.
So when you say all the Olympic Games, that means winter and...
And summer.
And this is the city, not the country.
Correct. The host cities.
Winter and summer both included?
Yes.
Was there a Winter Olympics in Abbeville?
Yes.
All right.
Yep.
Really?
Yes.
There's a sports
1992.
Question.
All right.
And then, and you want the one at the end of the
And the one
too.
At the end. And while you're thinking about that, at 40 points apiece, the names of what two host cities tie for highest Scrabble score?
Oh, good question. Good question.
That's a good question.
Does it? How much does that have to do with the length of the name?
They both have very long names, and they both have some very high-scoring letters, so...
How about Sarajevo?
Yeah, I was thinking that, too.
Nope, more than that.
More points?
Mm-hmm.
This not a double or triple word score.
No, Sarajevo, I mean, what is that? S-A-R-A, that's four right there. J is eight, that's 12.
The V?
13, 14, and whatever. I think it's like 18 points. Yeah, so this is more
than double
that.
Can you tell us how many points?
40.
40
each. So again, if you were to put all the Olympic host cities into alphabetical order, Abbotville would be at the front of the list, and we're still looking for the city that would be at the end of that list. And also at 40 points apiece, the names of what two host cities tie for highest Scrabble score.
Okay. And Laurie, you go ahead, too.
My first question is a short question, which I'm not saving to
what?
The end. but it's apt. So within 5 years, in what year did Labor Day become a federal holiday? It's my union question of the day.
Well, it's going to be under a Democratic president.
Okay.
And so I would say either Woodrow Wilson or Franklin Roosevelt.
So I'm looking for a year.
How about 1915?
No.
All right. So is this within a year or?
Well, I'm given a 5-year range.
Oh, 5 years,
and
I'm sorry.
And you're not within that 5-year range.
Oh, okay. All right.
Oh, I was guessing it's probably going to be like something surprisingly late, but let's say 1952.
No.
Okay.
So 1915 and 1952 aren't, neither one covers the 10-year range.
Is it a 20th century holiday?
I'm not going to say. Because let's say it weren't, that would give you a narrow range to guess.
Okay.
Okay. So I have other questions for later, but we'll leave that one out there.
All right.
Now.
Why don't you repeat that?
Okay. So within 5 years, in what year did Labor Day become a federal holiday?
And we do have some lines open right now. If you'd like to give us a quick call, those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Good.
So we have this very, very strong hurricanes down in Florida around that area. It actually is Category 5, which they never expected it before when it was initiated. So it's very dangerous, a lot of danger to people in the east coast of the United States. With that, obviously, the global warming and climate change is nothing to deny. But for the first time, just last week, a country announced they're moving their capital somewhere else because their current capital sinking at 10 inches a year. Nothing to laugh at.
Yes, it's Jakarta, Indonesia.
Well, you read it, huh?
Yeah.
You read it. Very good. Yeah, everybody should be aware of that. And that will happen. They're having problem everywhere. They have a problem in Egypt, in many, many countries because of the rise. Alexandria is going through a lot of problems. Many districts in Alexandria are flooded by the Mediterranean.
Right.
So it is really very, very, very serious situation we should all consider. Okay, which modern country would you find the ancient city of Troy?
Turkey.
Turkey. You guys are very clever. That is good. Last question. What is the oldest continually inhabited city in the world?
So if I said Cairo?
Egypt. No.
Okay.
Cairo actually is fairly modern. It used to be Memphis in the ancient time for 5,000 years ago. But this city, it seems to have been occupied since maybe 10,000 years, for 10,000 years.
Well,
at least 8,000
years.
Read
some?
In the Middle East.
Wasn't,
yeah, it is the Middle East.
Wasn't Baghdad one of them? Or
not Baghdad.
Damascus.
You're right. 100%.
Nice.
Damascus. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye. All right, give us a call, please, if you have like to join the show with a question or answer. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. Okay. Found this question today. And so who are the first two African Americans to be featured on United States currency? Who are the first two African Americans to be featured on United States currency? Now, this doesn't have to be paper money. It could be coins.
So I'm going to say Harriet Tubman.
No, not yet.
Okay. She's coming up to be on the 20.
At some point.
Yeah, but I thought maybe she was on a
After
coin.
The current administration leaves right. office,
yeah.
I suspect.
What about Sojourner Truth?
No.
Okay.
My other guess would be George Washington Carver. He always turns up in these things.
Nope.
Okay.
I will give you a small hint and say that the one of the African Americans is known by a single name. That helps?
Yeah. Oh, shoot. But I'm not going to get it. It's a Native American name that he's known by, correct?
It is not.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So who were the first two African Americans to be featured on United States currency? Okay. One is quite famous. One is not so famous. Second question. This last Tuesday, I did the questions at the King's X, our trivia group I've been going to for many, 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 many years. And so as part of that, I had to do some sports questions, which I always do reluctantly.
Penance.
Penance, because I don't really like them on the show that much. But I came up with a few that sort of cross over a little bit. So here's one of the good questions. Who are the only three members of the Baseball Hall of Fame that have had their name in a movie title? Who are the only three members of the Baseball Hall of Fame who have had their name in a movie title? I'll give you each as their name. So I'll give you each one guess.
Kara, you got one?
Oh. I know that there was a Lou Gehrig story, but it's called something.
Yeah, Yankees, yeah.
Right.
But it has to be
as
their name, and it's a feature film, not a documentary.
Right. Yeah, that's why you're nothing.
Well, there's a Babe Ruth story.
There is a Babe Ruth story.
And there's a Jackie Robinson. I'll leave that one out there.
All right. Yes.
Got too
the Babe Ruth
yeah.
story and the Jackie Robinson story, those are two, but there's one more.
Right.
So who are the only three members of the Baseball Hall of Fame that have had their name in a movie title?
Did the Jackie Robinson story, was that called that? I thought it was just called 42.
No, it was called the Jackie Robinson story.
The 42 was recent. The Jackie Robinson story starred, I believe, Jackie Robinson.
In
1956.
All right.
And it's not a good movie. They needed a better actor.
He played himself. So.
He did.
Anyway, there's one left on that list. And the first question was, who are the first two African Americans to be featured on United States currency? And the two numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, I have a guess about Labor Day.
Yes.
This is Dave in San Francisco. 1894 with Grover Cleveland.
Double bells for Dave. Good That's year. The exact year.
Good job.
Nice. 1894. I was surprised it was that old. Good work.
Well, some people think it was because of the Pullman strike and trying to placate the uprising.
That makes sense.
Yeah, the other thing I would say is, I know people in Damascus say it's the oldest city, but people in Aleppo claim that they're the oldest. So the answer isn't always so clear on that one.
All right. You may well be right.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks, bye.
And Kira, you go ahead.
Okay. Oh, I have handouts.
So. Excellent.
I will give you the name of a TV theme song. I want you guys to tell me the name of the show. So I have a few for you. I'll read through the list, give you each a couple, and then I'll read the ones that are left. So here they are. Keep Your Fingers Crossed. The Funeral March of a Marionette. Tossed Salads and Scrambled Eggs. Yakety Sax. The Fishing Hole. Believe It or Not. Angela. Danger Ahead. Nadia's Theme. The Lonely Man. And finally, The Ballad of Serenity. So do you know any of those? Those are all TV theme songs to television shows, and I just want the name of the television show, and I'll give you each two.
I think I know one, which is, I think, The Funeral March of Marionette is the Alfred Hitchcock show.
Alfred Hitchcock Presents. That's correct.
Toss Salad and Scrambled Eggs, that's Frasier.
It is Frasier.
Oh, nice.
And I don't know if this is the you were thinking of it. Yakety Sax, didn't they use that on the Benny Hill show?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's
exactly
right.
Song?
That's Yakety Sax.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Did you have any others?
Well, Lori? I'll leave it out, and then I can give one later.
All right. Well, Lori gets one more guess if he has one.
I'm going to say The Fishing Hole is the one with Opie on it, the Andy Griffith show.
That's correct.
Right.
The Fishing Hole, Andy Griffith show.
All right.
All right. So the ones we have left. Sorry. Keep Your Fingers Crossed, Believe It or Not, Angela, Danger Ahead, Nadia's Theme, The Lonely Man, and Ballad of Serenity.
I have a little piece of weirdness about The Fishing Hole. You know the actor Everett Sloan?
Sure.
She was in Citizen Kane, a lot of other films. He wrote the words to that.
To The Fishing Hole?
That's right. Yeah.
That's the one that's whistled, right?
Yeah. There are words to it, but you never heard the words.
The words aren't in the...
There are official words to it.
There's a lot of songs that are instrumentals that actually have words, you know, like the Star Trek theme song.
Yeah, I guess a lot of the TV theme songs do.
Right.
Yeah, they just don't use them.
I didn't know that Everett Sloan was a lyricist.
He wasn't normally.
Yeah, that's good intel.
All right, let's see. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Peter in Glen Park.
Hey, Peter.
I'm so close to the Ballad of Serenity show, but I just can't pull up the name. It was that Western Space...
Yep.
No?
No, yeah, you're right there. You're right there.
Yeah. But they had a feature-length movie at the end.
Yep.
That was, I think, named Serenity.
Yep.
But the name of the show, just I can't quite grasp.
Who was in it?
So what you're saying is, like, the name, it's like right there, it's almost illuminated in your mind, and it's darting around as if in a jar.
I love the show, I just can't come up with a name.
Well, I think Kira's giving us hints.
I'm giving you such hints here.
How about Firefly?
Yeah, there you go.
There you go, all right.
Nice.
Great. I do have a question.
Yes.
Okay, what do these three people have in common? George Eastman, Hedy Lamarr, and Ray Dolby.
Well, George Eastman is the Eastman Kodak.
Yes.
And Hedy Lamarr. Well, they're all inventors.
Yes.
Dolby's the sound guy, the sound reduction guy, I think.
And that's a way they're...
Do they all have awards named after them, like movie awards?
No.
But this is a movies question, though.
It does relate to Hollywood, yes.
Yeah.
So it's not related to espionage, right?
No.
Okay.
It does relate to Hollywood. So George Eastman, Hedy Lamarr, and Ray Dolby.
Yes.
When we go to theaters now, are we likely to get the benefit of the work they did in our listening and watching experience?
If you go to the Dolby Theater.
Yeah. So that's one. And is there an Eastman Theater?
No.
Okay.
There is an Eastman Theater in Rochester, New York, but that's not that's what different. He's asking about.
No.
This is
Hollywood and Vine.
Oh, do they all have a star on the Walk of Fame there?
For being an inventor.
Okay.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Now, how about these two names? Michael Jackson and Harrison Ford.
So what do they have in common? Is that the question?
What do they have in common?
Is this also they're on a different corner somewhere, their stars?
We're talking about four people here.
Are there two Harrison Fords and two Michael Jacksons?
There are.
Okay. And are their stars also all next to each other?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, Harrison Ford was a silent screen star, the first Harrison Ford. Hmm. And there's a radio personality named Michael Jackson.
I know the Michael Jackson who was the radio personality.
Yeah.
He's
great. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Good show. Bye-bye.
Right. And Lori, I think it's your turn.
All right. So now I have a multi-part question. This is a question that came up. I'm thanking my niece for this. So this is a question about foods that you think are suitable for vegans but aren't. Okay, I'm looking. I'm going to give you five foods that in some cases cannot be eaten by a strict vegan.
I have a brother-in-law who's a vegan.
All right. Well, this may help. The first one is candy corn, the thing you give out at Halloween. Second one is Planters peanuts. Third one is Worcestershire sauce. Fourth one is many brands of orange juice, not all of them. And the fifth one is beer. There are some beers that are exceptions, but most of them. So all of these violate, are not vegan, usually for one specific reason.
Candy well, as an authority on candy corn, I can I can tell you that there's honey in candy corn.
That's not the reason.
Is it the gelatin?
Yeah, it's not the gelatin.
Okay. Well, I'm
so honey
go,
is not the reason, but that's
not,
an animal
not the one
product.
That I had a friend in my office once who was eating candy corn, and we called the candy corn hotline to find out if she could eat it because she's a strict
vegan. A lot of
vegan.
Time on your hands.
And, yeah.
Oh.
And they said she thought it was vegan, but the person at the candy place said no, and that was the reason.
If it's not gelatin, is there the beetle coloring?
No.
The red?
No,
oh,
the beetle
good
color.
Point.
That's a good point,
good point.
But not,
yeah.
not in the list. Well, so candy corn, Planters peanuts, Worcestershire sauce, some orange juices, and beer.
Worcestershire sauce is anchovies.
That is correct. The drink comes good. From fermentation of anchovies. Excellent.
So there's an animal byproduct in candy corn.
Yeah. And the way it was described to me, and honey may disqualify it. I just didn't see it on the ingredient list. This was it's usually
the higher level candy corn does have honey in it.
the good candy
not the,
corn,
not the Walgreens candy corn.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. What were the other ones in here?
The other ones are so we have candy corns, Planters peanuts, most orange juice brands, and beer.
Beer, I don't know enough about.
Is orange juice brand maybe the beetle coloring?
No.
Okay.
I don't think they usually color orange juice. So it's not food coloring.
Is there any gelatin in orange juice? Any sort of gelatin
looking
byproduct?
At my thing? Yes. I'm going to give you that one because
so the bone that's
some of
the
them
bone
have,
marrow.
They have omega-3 fatty acids added, and they are derived from fish oil and fish gelatin,
okay.
and orange juice also sometimes is obtained from, it has D3 from lanolin, and that comes from sheep's wool. So orange juice and Worcestershire are out. We're looking for beer, Planters peanuts,
okay.
and your favorite food, candy corn.
So, and are there any that are repeats?
No.
Okay. So none of these is going to be lanolin, gelatin, or... any of the things you just read?
No.
Omega?
There might be a repeat of gelatin. It would be a different kind if it... Let's say it were.
Okay.
It would be a different kind.
Okay. I would put that in the Planters peanuts then.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Let's leave it out.
Okay.
For you, you're right on it.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Hal in Fremont.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
Good, thank you.
Good, good. Baseball Hall of Fame movie. Is that the movie Cobb?
It is. Very good.
Oh, that's okay.
Excellent.
I didn't have it counted because it's only his last name. So
no, that's fine. That's
Tommy Lee Jones.
I know sometimes that's new rules, so I thought I'd check. One other question. Believe it or not, wasn't that The Greatest American Hero?
It was.
Excellent.
It was. Okay. All right. That's all I got tonight.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks so much. Great show as always.
All right. All right, I'm going to give you a question I worked on quite a bit, so which probably means it's going to get very little response. It's normally what happens.
We're back to
when I go work for a long time on a question.
We're still in sports or have
no,
we left sports?
No, not in sports. Don't get your hopes too high. So what I'm going to do is read you 9 countries. Now, what I want is I want you to tell me the largest, now this is the key, the largest U.S. city with a namesake in these countries. Okay? So what I'm looking for is the largest city in the United States that has a namesake in these 9 countries. So obviously there are 9 different answers. Number 1, Costa Rica. Number 2, the UK or England. Number 3, France. Number 4, Russia. Number 5, Italy. Number 6, the Ukraine. Number 7, Ireland. Number 8, the Philippines. And number 9, Venezuela. So what I'm looking for is the largest city in the United States that has a city with the same name in these countries. Okay? Yeah. Number 1, Costa Rica. Number 2, England. Number 3, France. Number 4, Russia. Number 5, Italy. Number 6, the Ukraine. Number 7, Ireland. Number 8, Philippines. Number 9, Venezuela.
That's a great question. Your work has paid off.
Well, we'll see.
Well, I don't know any for sure. I mean, my immediate guess for Ireland is Dublin. This is a fairly big suburb in California.
No.
So bigger than Dublin,
bigger
in California.
Than Dublin. Yes. Okay. Yes.
Limerick, Indiana.
So,
how about Paris, Texas?
France? No. Nope. Remember, it's the largest city. That's the important thing to remember.
In
so the largest U.S. city that has a namesake in these countries,
right.
Okay? So obviously there is a Paris, Texas. It just doesn't happen to be the largest one.
Right, and there's something bigger than Dublin, California.
Correct.
Yeah.
Dublin is not that big.
Yeah.
I mean, it's maybe,
yeah.
I don't know.
40,000.
Yeah. Well, there's a Dublin, Ohio.
Still not big enough.
Okay.
Even added together, they're probably not.
I can tell you that I went through the list of the 200 biggest cities in the U.S. So it has to be in that 200 biggest cities in the U.S.
Oh, okay.
So again, what are the largest cities in the United States with a namesake in these countries? Number 1, Costa Rica. Number 2, England. Number 3, France. Number 4, Russia. Number 5, Italy. Number 6, Ukraine. Number 7, Ireland. Number 8, Philippines. Number 9, Venezuela.
How about St. Petersburg, Florida?
Very good.
Yay.
Yes.
Nice.
Correct. You should have gotten that.
Yeah.
Being a Florida gal.
No, you take that back.
Well, part-time.
You're not a Florida girl?
No. I had the misfortune of living there for a number of years.
Yes, St. Petersburg, Florida. St. Petersburg, Russia. Obviously, there is a Moscow, Idaho, but it's not nearly as big as St. Petersburg, Florida.
Yeah.
So...
That's good.
Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Tuffy out here in Soma, south of Market.
Hi.
I got ripped off for a couple of the greatest American hero. I can't believe you guys didn't get that right off the bat. That was fun.
Sorry.
we're about the same age. That's the only reason I say that. And that show was on less time than the song was on the hit chart.
Oh, you may be right.
I think. And then I knew about anchovies, of course. And then I hope they don't take my black people's card. I didn't even know there were two black people on Money.
Right.
So that's a trip. I'm going to take a shot in the dark and say Crispus Attucks is one.
No.
Dad nabbit.
But
do
you're
know
not
what I'm talking about?
You're not that far away in a chronological sense.
Okay.
So, but it's not Crispus Attucks.
I'm going to take one more shot with Absom Jones.
No.
Wow. Okay, well, I can't wait to hear who it is.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
So we're not getting any calls on your Olympic question. I was just thinking about that one, too.
That's okay.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of which, let's repeat any questions that haven't been answered yet. So,
real quick, what about Frederick Douglass as being on Money?
Not Frederick Douglass.
Okay.
It's going to be
first. If you were to put all the Olympic Game host cities into alphabetical order, which would be last on the list? And at 40 points apiece, the names of what two Olympic host cities tie for highest Scrabble score? I'm also looking for the names of some television shows. I'll give you the name of a TV theme song. You tell me what show it was the theme song to. And the ones we have left are Keep Your Fingers Crossed, Angela, Danger Ahead, Nadia's Theme, and The Lonely Man.
Okay.
All right. And I am looking for what makes these food or drink items not vegan. Candy corn, Planters peanuts, and Kara's already hinted that it has something to do with gelatin, so I'm going to want whoever gets it to nail down what it is, and beer. And that's all I have.
Is it every kind of beer?
No. There's some beers that are natural now that don't use this, but apparently most do. And the hint is this thing gives beer a clean, bright look. So if you have clean, bright beer, it has this thing related to it.
Clean, bright look.
Yep. That's what it says in my...
Egg? Do they use egg to?
Not to my knowledge. Right. Egg in your beer. Some people put egg in.
No. I was thinking because you know you can use egg to skim chicken soup, like if you make broth.
Oh right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
I haven't heard that in the brewing process.
Nor I.
Yeah.
Is that it for you?
Yep.
Okay. Right. So what I have out here, who are the first two African Americans to be featured on U.S. currency? I believe these are in circulation now.
Really?
Yes. Who are the first two African Americans to be featured on United States currency? And I gave you a list of 9 countries, and I want you to tell me the largest United States city with a namesake in these countries. Okay. What is the largest city in the U.S. that has a namesake in these countries? So Kira answered one, which is Russia and St. Petersburg, Florida. St. Petersburg, Russia. So the other countries are Costa Rica, England, France, Italy, Ukraine, Ireland, the Philippines, and Venezuela. And just to remind you, you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. Our panel tonight, technical editor Kira Pace from Diablo Valley College, teacher Lori Fisher. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez, and you're listening to us on 91.7 FM. That is KALW, your local public radio station. The two numbers to join us are area code 415-841-4134. Or toll-free, 866-798-8255. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Thomas in Berkeley.
Hi, Thomas.
The baseball player was found, right?
Correct.
Ty Cobb.
The last one was Ty Cobb.
Oh, I'm glad I didn't answer that. I don't know sports very well, so I got it wrong.
You and me both.
So I'm going to try two California cities for your... largest city replica from other countries, like Venice, Italy. Venice, California.
No, it's country. It has to be lined up with a country. So, but Venice is none of them.
Venice is in California, though.
Yes, it is in California.
And my other California thing is, I think it's going to be wrong as well as Dublin.
No.
Okay.
Excellent.
I'm going
guess.
Away with no bells, but I'm okay.
All right. Thank you, Thomas.
On the Olympic question, Tokyo?
Nope. After Tokyo.
Yeah, okay. And how about Manchester for the British city that's the biggest in the United States?
No. Okay. Mm-hmm. How about Toronto then?
Nope. Not Toronto.
After Toronto?
After Toronto.
I'm not sure Toronto's had the Olympics. Montreal?
Didn't they have the Olympics?
Montreal did.
Well, it's Montreal.
Yeah.
All right.
No, but, you know, Toronto might not be the right city, but he's definitely got something with that country.
So, okay.
Oh, Vancouver.
There it is.
There it is. Nice. All right.
All right.
So now we're just looking for the big point scores, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. Right. What is the most popular team sport in the world that is not played in the Olympic Games?
Cricket.
That is correct. Right. Cricket was played in the Olympic Games in the early days, but no more.
It's out.
All right.
That was a sports question.
That was a sports question. What is the, there's a separate design for each of the state quarters. What is the only state quarter with a song title that is listed on it?
Georgia on my mind.
No.
Okay.
So say the question again.
What is the only state quarter, U.S. state quarter, that has a song title on it?
That's a good guess. Is it a well-known song?
Yeah, very much. Very much so.
And it's for a state as opposed to a national park or one of the other America the Beautiful quarters?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Our studio audience is guessing My Old Kentucky Home.
That is correct.
Yes. Nicely done,
my
studio
old Kentucky
audience.
Home. Very good.
All right.
All right. To find something more elaborate. All right. There are 6 answers to this question. What 6 countries alphabetically, this is more Kira's alley, what are the first 6 countries alphabetically in which the country's official national language matches the country's name? What are the first 6 countries alphabetically in which the country's official national language matches the country's name?
And is it exact or like I'm thinking Albanian?
Like we say, yeah. we speak United Statesies. So.
But would Albanian and Albany and Albania?
Yeah, Albanian's fine.
Okay, does that count?
That counts. Yeah. Yes, that's one. All right, Albania is number one.
What about Armenian?
Armenian is number two.
Australian?
No. So what are the first six countries alphabetically in the list of countries, sovereign nations in the world, in which the country's official national language matches the country's name? So far we have Albanian and Armenian.
That's good.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Sparky and Maddie. How are you all doing?
Good.
You can throw in Azerbaijani, too.
No, you can't.
Well, I want to.
Can't always get what you want.
Right.
You try sometime. So Azerbaijani is not an official language of that.
No.
Or a verb. Okay. Yes, keep your fingers crossed. Is that to tell the truth?
It is not. It's, you're in the black and white TV period, which is a good place for you to be there, but it is not that.
Okay. How about Odessa, Ukraine?
That is correct. That's very good. Odessa, Texas, Odessa, the Ukraine.
And Naples, Florida for Italy.
No.
Wow.
First African-American, how about Booker T. Washington?
No.
The baseball film, wasn't there a movie called Come Back to the Ballpark, Wee Willie Killer?
No.
Okay.
Nice try.
I tried.
Yeah, you did.
Okay, I'm going out with this one, though. Costa Rica, San Jose.
Correct.
Nice.
Very good.
Capital of it. We're done.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Yes. Very good. So far we have in the list of the largest U.S. cities with a namesake in these countries, we have Costa Rica, San Jose, as in San Jose, California, and San Jose, Costa Rica, Russia, St. Petersburg, Florida, and Russia, Ukraine, Odessa, Texas, and Odessa, the Ukraine. So, okay.
One more guess on the United Kingdom? Birmingham.
No.
Oh.
What about Reading, Pennsylvania?
No.
Okay.
Remember, the largest U.S. cities.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Birmingham's large.
Yeah, well,
this is bigger than Birmingham.
Medium size.
It's in the top 200, right?
I don't think it is, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I would think it would be.
Mm. Yeah. And Kira, I think it's your turn.
Okay. What do these four people have in common? The inventor of the Ferris wheel? A professor who developed techniques to prevent soil depletion while promoting alternative crops like peanuts, a surgeon who co-founded the Cleveland Clinic, and Lizzie Borden's lawyer. So again, what do these four people have in common? The inventor of the Ferris wheel, a professor who developed techniques to prevent soil depletion while promoting alternative crops such as peanuts, a surgeon who co-founded the Cleveland Clinic, and Lizzie Borden's lawyer.
Well, George Washington Carver is the one you're talking about, isn't it?
Oh, he's one of the four people on the list. That's so correct.
And Ferris was the name of the man who invented the Ferris wheel. Mm-hmm.
So they don't share a name.
They don't share a name.
Or do they share a name?
Do they have a product that has their
name?
What
name would they
share? George.
Can you be a little more specific?
George Washington Ferris?
They're all George Washington.
Oh, very good. Good question. Yeah.
So who are all four of them?
George Washington Gail Ferris invented the Ferris wheel. George Washington Carver is the Tuskegee professor who developed techniques to prevent soil depletion. George Washington Creel was the surgeon who co-founded the Cleveland Clinic. He also did the first successful direct blood transfusion. And George Washington Robinson was Lizzie Borden's lawyer.
And George Washington Roebling, who built the Brooklyn Bridge.
Interesting. All right. Next time you ask the question, include him.
Okay. Next time.
And well, ask us another. You can have time to ask.
Well, I have one that I forgot to give the answer to a couple of weeks ago, so I will reread it here, and maybe you'll get it this time. In 2002, Jane Kurahara of the Japanese Cultural Center of Hawaii traced an aqueduct that she had seen in the background of an old photo through Honolulu Gulch, where she found the abandoned and deteriorating remains of what, which was the largest of its kind in the state. So she saw an old picture. She saw this aqueduct in the middle of this gulch. So she went and found the aqueduct. She traced it all the way through this gulch into some jungly area, and she found the deteriorating remains of what? And it's the largest of its kind in the state. And I'm glad that our studio audience is here, because I feel like...
They'll know.
Is it,
yes.
Is it like a possible totem or spirit pole or anything
no.
like that?
Okay. Have anything to do with human remains of any kind? Or animal remains?
Not as such, no.
Not as such.
And again, it's the largest of its kind in the state.
In the state.
Mm-hmm.
That seems to resonate. And our audience should know.
There were others, and
the
there were other states that had them.
But smaller. Or not necessarily.
Right, not necessarily. This is the largest.
Is it a literary artifact of some kind?
No.
Or a, okay.
No.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Tom in Southern California.
Hi, Tom.
Hi. Just a completely random trivial fact. George Washington Ferris grew up in the house which is now the governor's mansion in Carson City.
Yeah.
Oh,
nice.
There you go.
So his father owned that house before it was given to the governor.
You got a belt
I just
that.
Saw that on a Wild Nevada PBS show.
Yeah.
Totally randomly a couple days ago. Okay, I'll take some wild guesses. Or not? Well, no, UK, the largest town would be Boston.
That is correct. Very good.
Boston, UK.
Birmingham.
Is there maybe a San Francisco, Philippines?
There is not.
Okay.
But you're on the right track. You're on the right track.
Oh, I am?
Yeah.
Los Angeles?
Yes.
Oh.
Los Angeles, Philippines.
There you go.
Very good.
Yay. Thanks for the extra guess. Yeah. The African-Americans, there's Duke Ellington is one.
That is correct also.
Really?
Duke Ellington is on
the Washington, D.C. quarter.
The quarter, yes.
Yeah, and the other one is, I'm sorry, I can't remember the name. I think it starts with a Y, but it's with Lewis and Clark,
You're
I
right.
believe.
His name was York. He was the slave of Clark, of the Lewis and Clark. And he's actually on the quarter. Yes, the three of them in a boat paddling.
So, right, but I can't, what state? That's that I couldn't tell you.
Missouri.
Missouri, there you go.
Yep.
Did you get the Hall of Fame movie titles yet for the baseball players?
We did. It's Babe Ruth, Jackie Robinson, and Ty Cobb.
Ah, okay. How about Danger Ahead? Is that Charlie's Angels?
Nope.
Darn it.
It is a crime-fighting show, though.
Oh. All right.
Bit older, though.
Did you get Believe It or Not?
We did, but you can give it again.
No, I can't.
It's the show
the
so nice, it can be mentioned twice.
The X-Files?
No, although that does have a name. It's in Latin, because of course it is.
Of course it is. Oh, Danger Ahead, that's not BJ and the Bear now.
No.
Shoot. And I'll take a wild guess at the Scrabble. How about, isn't there a Chaminois?
Very good.
Yeah,
this has more letters than that.
Okay, then I've got no idea.
Were the Olympics ever held in Zagreb?
I don't know, but not long enough anyway.
No.
Have a Lillehammer.
That's good.
It's
good.
Long, but those are all really tiny value letters. I think those double M's are the only thing more than 1 point.
Yeah.
Well,
and there's
seven.
Did somebody guess? I can't even remember the name of the Korean place that held the Winter Olympics last year.
Oh,
I think started with a TS.
No. Pyeongchang, right?
Yeah.
Or Pyongyang.
Yeah, Pyeongchang. That's right, yeah. Okay, I wasted enough time. Thanks a lot. Great show.
Thank you very much.
If you did Lillehammer, you'd use all seven letters when you get the 50-point bonus, or you're not counting?
There's no 50-point bonus here, because a lot of these you can't actually spell with these tiles.
Desperate.
There's not enough Z's in a Scrabble, I don't think.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Lucy in Sunnyvale. I have a guest for the Nadia's theme.
Yes.
It's from Young and the Restless.
It is from the Young and the Restless.
No, Barbara.
Really?
So, yeah, fun fact, that was one of the first songs I learned on the piano, and I just, like, 2 months ago ordered it on Amazon, used one. Oh. And joys of Amazon, I found it.
That's awesome.
Good.
So thanks for asking that one.
Thank you very much.
Hey, thanks.
Bye-bye. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. Feel free to give us a call. We have a few minutes left at area code 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. And Laurie, I think you have something short.
Yeah, I think this is short, especially if you get it quickly. The Kennedy Center honors are coming up, and almost always they, in fact, all but two times, they just honored individual people, usually people in show business like Michael Tilson Thomas and Linda Ronstadt. Only twice, and this year is one of them, are they honoring a work or a body of work, not a person. So what are the two works or body of works that they have honored and will be honored?
Wasn't Hamilton one of them?
That's one of them. Yeah, that was one of them.
Okay.
And now there's another one.
So, okay. Is it also some sort of show?
Yes, some sort of show.
Okay. Sesame Street?
That's it.
All right.
Very nice.
Oh. Well, it has to be something that... You know,
yeah, well, that's a body of work, yeah.
Right.
So one was a single thing and one was a body of work.
All right. Do you have something?
I do. Here's another one. You might have heard of this. The Dvorak method is an alternative to doing something that is very familiar to us all. What is it?
It's typing.
Yeah. It's an alternative keyboard to typing. All right. How about one more?
All right. Go ahead.
Let's see. What famous songwriter composed the jingle, "Wouldn't You Like to Be a Pepper Too? I'm a pepper, you're a pepper. Wouldn't you like to be a pepper?" It's not Barry Manilow, who's the go-to jingle composer. He composed every other well-known thing. This person's, a famous and wonderful songwriter. Not Everett Sloan.
Somebody who's still around?
Yes.
Famous and wonderful songwriter.
Yeah. And he's seen as a... kind of a serious pop songwriter. I'll give you that hint. So not a real poppy one. Like, he's the serious singer-songwriter.
Not Leonard Cohen.
No. It's not Leonard Cohen.
Not Morrissey.
It's Bob Dylan.
You know, those aren't it, but those are closer than Barry Manilow in the continuum of, like, seriousness and... Right. You know, respectability.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Is this at the beginning of this person's career? Or?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Also, I meant Nobel laureate Bob Dylan, writer of the right.
Yeah, you have to say
I'm a pepper. You're a pepper.
Okay. All right. Leave that out.
They mentioned that in his Nobel speech, which he never gave.
And I have one more semi-sports question, which I will throw out here. What was the first Olympic Games to be officially opened by Elizabeth II?
By Elizabeth II?
Yes. What was the first Olympic Games to be officially opened by Elizabeth II, Queen Elizabeth II?
Did she go to Melbourne? Because they happened there.
This is not an open to question.
Okay, how about Melbourne?
No.
Okay. I thought it was Jeopardy.
So again, what was the first Olympic Games to be opened officially by Elizabeth II, Queen Elizabeth II?
You're looking for a city or you're looking for a year?
The city is fine.
Okay.
If you know the city. And let's go to a call.
Boston.
Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Robert and Karen in Bernal Heights.
Hi.
And most of our answers have been taken, so we're down to wild guesses. So for the composer of I'm a Peppa, You're a Peppa, how about Paul Simon?
Really a good guess and not correct, though.
How about Carole King?
Also not correct and also a great guess.
How about for the last alphabetical Olympic city, Zurich?
I don't know that it was ever... hosted there, but Dana got it at Vancouver.
Ah, okay. How about Rome, Georgia for Italy?
let me look at this for a second. No.
How about and the song, the theme song Angela for Murder, She Wrote?
Oh, that's a great guess, yeah. But it is not.
After Angela Lansbury. Yeah.
And how about English for England?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
For the
your languages.
Alphabetically
the six countries.
Countries that match their language.
No. We're not. We don't get that far in the
you don't
alphabet.
Get up to E.
No.
All right. Thank you all.
All right. And anybody have want to guess any more on those languages?
I do. Cambodian.
Right. No, it's
before that.
It's actually
should be on the list. Seven. We're
no,
up to seven now.
Check that. That wasn't the one I had anyway.
Okay.
I'll look that up and see if I was wrong. I'll try. It could have been. I'm sorry. Say that again, Sue.
Khmer, I think.
Oh, it could be Khmer.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, okay. That's why. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Are you there?
Yeah, hi. This is Greg in Alameda.
Oh, hi, Greg.
Hi. I think the non-vegan ingredient in Planters peanuts, actually it's in a lot of like jarred peanuts, it's gelatin, isn't it?
It is. And what does it do? That I wanted a little more information. Why do they put it in there? Do you know?
It's a preservative.
It is, but it makes the peanuts taste extra salty. I don't know why they don't add salt, but the animal-based gelatin makes them salty. Give them a bell.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And I also thought, is beer still outstanding?
Beer is very outstanding. Yeah.
Okay, so I thought my brother's a vegan, so I know a lot about this kind of stuff. But he told me that beer also has gelatin. Many beers have gelatin.
Well, I believe your brother. I don't want to cause any sibling rivalry here. That's not the answer I have. So there's at least one more thing that beer typically has that besides gelatin.
Okay. So then the other possibility, which I think maybe Kira already said this, some beers use egg whites.
Yeah, that's not on the list. They maybe do, but that isn't the case here.
Okay. So I'm not sure which one you're looking for. All right. Thanks.
Thank you, Greg. Bye-bye.
Okay.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Bradley in Oakland.
Hi.
So, U.S. cities, what about, what do I have here? Oh, Birmingham, you already got England.
Yes.
Montpellier, Vermont, for France?
No, because that is an extremely small city. I think it's about 20,000 or something. Maybe not even that much.
How about Florence, Kentucky?
No.
That's good.
For the six countries with the languages, for six,
yes.
I think it's Serbo-Croatian, but did they change it to Croatian?
It is
Croatian
not,
for. Okay.
No, we don't get that far in the alphabet to get the first six.
Ah, all right. Oh well. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Alan. I'm calling back in. How are you doing?
Good.
Good. A couple of questions about songs since I looked at the list again. Danger Ahead, is that Dragnet?
It is.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, good job, Bob.
I only happened to see a rerun, and I thought I saw this title on there once I looked at it. The Dick Van Dyke Show, is that Keep Your Fingers Crossed?
It is. Keep Your Fingers Crossed.
Oh, I didn't even know that. That's good.
I happen to see that oddity in the credits. Last one, Taxi. Oh, I'm sorry, for Angela.
That is correct.
Oh, God. Okay.
Yes, the theme song to Taxi is called Angela.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Go for
nicely
it.
Done.
Actually, one last. I'm going to take one more stab because I think Dr. Pepper theme song.
Yes.
I mean, is that Randy Newman?
Who'd you say?
Randy Newman.
Randy Newman. That is correct.
Very good.
Not a great answer. Randy Newman wrote Jingles as a young man. And wouldn't you like to be a pepper too?
Great. All right, I'm done.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much.
Appreciate
it. It's impossible to believe he didn't write it sarcastically, but there you have it.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Peter in Glen Park again.
Good.
Is the Italian city Syracuse, New York?
It is not Syracuse, New York.
Okay. And the Irish city, possibly Bangor?
It is Bangor?
Bangor, Maine, yeah.
No.
Oh, all right. Well, so much. Thanks anyway.
All right.
Good night.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yeah, hello.
Hi.
Hi. So I was just about to answer Randy Newman for the pepper thing.
Oh, give him a bell.
Someone beat me to it, but I have one for you.
All right.
Okay, a famous health food product that is both a portmanteau, the product brand name is a portmanteau, and a spoonerism.
Whoa.
And it's associated with Thanksgiving. That should give it away.
Oh, so not turducken.
No, it's a health food product.
Health food, right.
A vegetarian.
Turducken's
not. Oh, right. Then it's tofurkey, yeah.
Yeah, that's nice.
It's a portmanteau and a spoonerism.
Excellent. You're
right.
Tofurkey and faux turkey.
Yeah.
Good job.
Okay.
Nice.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
Enjoy your tofurkey.
Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi there. It's Lisa from the Panhandle in San Francisco.
Hi.
I was going to guess Randy Newman, too, but
new.
So with languages and countries, is it could it be Czech and the Czech Republic?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Too late in the alphabet?
Yeah, too late in the alphabet.
Oopsie. Well, that's all I've got. Thank you.
Thank you. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. You there? No? Hello? Okay, that's it. All right, time to clean up. Kira, what do we have?
All right. The 240-point Scrabble score Olympic host cities are Garmisch-Partenkirchen.
Oh, okay.
From 1936 Winter Olympics, and Cortina d'Ampezzo, which was in 1956, and will also re-host with Milan in 2026.
Wow.
The Lonely Man is the name of the closing credits of The Incredible Hulk. And finally, Jane Kurahara, she found the aqueduct and traced it to the largest internment camp in Hawaii. It opened in March of 1943 and was the longest operating camp in Hawaii in West Oahu.
All right. And Lori.
Okay, beer is typically not vegan. We had other answers, including gelatin and eggs, because many beers are filtered through something called isinglass, which is a membrane that comes from tropical fish bladders and gives beer this nice, clear, bright look. And candy corn, they put the sugar into pork tallow and melt it down when they get the sugar, and so that makes it decidedly not vegan, not kosher, but delicious.
Ah.
Yeah, they list tallow on the ingredients, but it's not. They told me it's not necessarily pork. Sometimes it's vegetable, but the good one is pork.
The first Olympic Games that was officially opened by Elizabeth II, that was Montreal, 1976. The first six languages alphabetically in which the country's official national language matches the country's name: Albanian, Armenian, Belarusian, Bosnian, Bulgarian, and Cameroonian. Cameroonian is the Comoros Islands. Cameroonian.
Nice.
Let's see. The largest U.S. cities with a namesake in other countries. France, St. Louis. Ireland, Killeen, Texas. Venezuela, San Diego.
About Italy?
Oh, Italy, I'm sorry. Augusta, which is a city on Sicily.
Wow.
So, anyway, if we can get to your call, I do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. My thanks to our panel tonight. Kira Pace, technical editor. I hope she feels better soon. And Lori Fisher from Dabble Valley College. I've been your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. My thanks to Debbie Kennedy and Steve Wilcott for handling the board and phones. And above all, our thanks to you for taking the time to tune in and call. And have a great week, everybody. Happy Labor Day. And hopefully you'll be joining us next Sunday at 7. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.